It started a few years ago when E.M. Forster's novels began getting adapted by David Lean, and then by Merchant and Ivory, and then by all the Merchant Ivory imitators in sight. Then it was Edith Wharton's turn, and now movie makers are taking a good look at Jane Austen. Emma inspired the summer hit Clueless, and a truer adaptation is also being made. Emma Thompson's version of Sense and Sensibility is on its way, too. But first, there's the BBC's production of Austen's last novel, directed by Roger Mitchell. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Persuasion.
In a way, Mitchell and his screenwriter, Nick Deer, have made an anti-Merchant and Ivory Austen movie. The sun doesn't often shine on this English countryside, and when it does, its light is not so much golden as ghastly white. The costumes look lived in, and even muddy around the edges, and the fair maidens on hand are not all that fair. Several of them don't even quite look clean. Persuasion is Austen's novel of hopeless longing and passion delayed. It's not bright and sprightly like Pride and Prejudice or Emma, and its heroine, Anne Elliot, is more saddened and repressed than the Jane Austen heroines we're used to. That's especially true in this movie version, because Anne, played by Amanda Root, is plain-looking and furtive during the first half of the movie. That is, before the filmmakers finally let her blossom. Anne's problem is that she's afraid she's destined to be an old maid, not that she hasn't known love. When she was younger, she was ardently wooed by Frederick Wentworth, a dashing, handsome, good-hearted man. The trouble was that he came from an undistinguished family, and Anne's family is distinguished and snobby, and surrounded by other snobs, like Lady Russell, who turns out to have been the key persuader in Persuasion. It was she who convinced Anne to spurn Wentworth. But now, many years later, a certain admiral is renting out Anne's family mansion, and it turns out that that admiral is married to Wentworth's sister. So Wentworth returns. And this time, he's not just a poor suitor, he's a navy captain. The Napoleonic Wars have made him rich. But does that mean that Anne can just up and marry him? Afraid not. There's too much pride and too much prejudice in the way. For one thing, everybody keeps trying to fix Anne up with her patrician cousin, William Elliot. And for another thing, Lady Russell is still around, making trouble. As in this scene, in which poor, frustrated Wentworth confronts Anne and later Lady Russell herself.
I have a commission from my admiral, and I must discharge it, though you may think me impertinent. But remember, I speak for him. The admiral is aware that everything is settled for a union between Mr. Elliot and yourself. It has occurred to the Admiral that when you are married, it might be your wish to return to Kellynch Hall. And I have been charged to tell you that if this should be what you wish, the Admiral will cancel his lease and that he and my sister will find themselves another place. There, I've done my duty. Do you wish it? All you have to do is give me a yes or a no, and we are both released.
The Admiral is too kind.
Just say it. Yes or no.
Why is everyone assuming that...
Captain Wentworth.
Lady Russell.
You have an extraordinary ability to discompose my friends, sir.
You have an extraordinary ability to influence her, ma'am, for which I find it hard to forgive you.
That's Charon Hines as Wentworth and Susan Fleetwood as Lady Russell. And like virtually everyone else in the movie, they're both terrific. In fact, Persuasion is full of wonderful British stage and TV actors you've never heard of. This isn't a glamorous production, and it may be too gritty and unkempt for some tastes, but it's also very beautifully made. The filmmakers build their story slowly and carefully, starting from a portrait of a squalid and decayed aristocracy that's downright chilling and spiraling upward toward an unlikely but wildly romantic climax in the surreal streets of Bath, England. Except for that climax, nothing has been prettied up for contemporary audiences. None of the language has been reduced, and what you get is something that feels as heady and strong as black tea, with a surprising emotional tug. A lot of people these days are saying that American television is better than ever, but Persuasion was made for British television. And watching it with that in mind, you can't help thinking we have a long way to go.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.